They begin in the Gaza Strip, where 40 Israeli military planes carried out a series of airstrikes overnight. At least 13 people have been killed. Three of them are leaders in Al-Quds Brigades. That's the military wing of the Islamic Jihad group. The Palestinian Health Ministry says women and children are also amongst the dead. Well, earlier, Al Jazeera's Yumna Al-Sayed filed this report from Gaza City.
Three commanders in Al-Quds Brigades, the military wing of Islamic Jihad, have been assassinated by Israeli drones. The Israeli military also announced that 40 war jets and drones carried out the operation in assassinating these leaders and the airstrikes following them. Also, civilians around the apartments that were targeted. Now, the targeting happened to two residential apartments in residential buildings. One of them is right there, as if the camera can pan over, it's right there in the middle of Gaza City, while the other apartment was in Rafah, the southern part of the Gaza Strip. A lot of destruction has been caused to that residential building, and of course, a lot of injuries happened from that targeting. Now, the Israeli army has called this military operation that it has carried against the Gaza Strip as the protective arrow, and it announced the assassination or the success of the assassination of the Islamic Jihad targets. In an official statement by Al-Quds Brigades, the military wing of Islamic Jihad, they mourned their martyrs, the great Mujahideen leaders, Jihad al-Ghanim, Khalil al-Bahri, and Tariq Izzeddin, and also mourned their families, their wives and children who were killed in the assassination attacks.
Let's go now to West Jerusalem, where we can speak to Mohammed Jamjoon. And Mohammed, what are we hearing from the Israeli side in the wake of all these strikes?
So, Laura, we know that at this hour there is a situational assessment that is going on. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is there, along with other security officials, to discuss what transpired earlier in the day and also talk about next steps. We also know that there is a scheduled cabinet meeting and a meeting of security officials later this evening as well. And we expect that once that happens, we'll be hearing more about what plans the Israeli officials might be taking in these next couple of days and going forward. What's interesting is we've also heard from the foreign minister. Israeli Foreign Minister Eli Cohen has cut short a trip to India. He announced on Twitter that he's coming back in light of security concerns and the situation on the ground here. So he will be here later today to join that cabinet meeting. And also, there was a tweet earlier in the day from Israel's Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, in which he said that the Israeli military had carried out its mission against the leadership of the Islamic Jihad in the Gaza Strip. He went on to say any terrorist who harms the citizens of Israel will regret it. What's interesting about that tweet is it's the first we've heard from any Israeli official in which it comes close to any kind of confirmation that Israel indeed targeted leadership of Islamic Jihad. All the other statements we've seen thus far from Israel's military is that they targeted weapons manufacturing sites, military encampments in the Gaza Strip. This is really the first indication that we will be hearing more from Israeli officials that this was a targeted assassination against leadership of Islamic Jihad, of the Al-Quds Brigade and Islamic Jihad in the Gaza Strip. But we're waiting to hear more, and we expect we'll get more details in the hours to come. Laura?
And authorities also watching and waiting to see if rockets, more rockets, are fired from Gaza into Israel. Citizens near the border have been warned to stay near shelters.
That's right. What we've heard from Israeli officials is they are asking residents in those areas in the south, the areas that border Gaza, to take shelter, to stay close to home. They've also closed schools because Israel is expecting that this will escalate the situation. They are anticipating that most likely there will be rocket fire from the Gaza Strip fired toward Israel, especially toward the south, in the hours to come. And we've also heard from Israeli officials. They've said to various media outlets here that basically what happens next is going to be dependent upon Islamic Jihad and Hamas, and it all will depend on the level of escalation that they choose going forward. How many rockets are fired, which targets inside Israel are targeted, which targets are hit. So right now there is a lot of concern. Certainly, this is something that wasn't expected today, but clearly you can see that a lot of planning went into it and that Israel had given a lot of thought as far as the airstrikes that they conducted inside Gaza in the overnight hours. A lot of concern at this hour about what exactly is going to happen. It had been assumed that Israel really didn't want to escalate things at this time. This looks like an escalatory move, but at the same time, people here are hoping that things won't get too far out of hand. Laura?
Indeed. OK, Mohammed Jamjoum, for the moment, thanks very much. Let's go now to Occupied West Bank. There we can speak to Nida Ibrahim. She joins us from Ramallah. Nida, what reaction have we had from the Palestinian leaders there?
We've heard from the Palestinian president's office, the Palestinian prime minister, as well as the Palestinian Ministry of Foreign Affairs. They're all basically saying the same thing. They're condemning what they call an aggression on Gaza, what they describe as a heinous crime. And they are all calling on the international community to intervene, to stop the Israeli acts there. They're saying that Israel is acting in a way that is against international law and it has a free hand. They are requiring the international community to do its job. But let's not forget that the Palestinian Authority, when it comes to Gaza, it doesn't have much leverage. In the previous rounds of escalation, we've seen that Egypt, alongside with the fighting groups in Gaza and Israel, has been really the mediator that led to calm or led to ceasefires and so on. So the Palestinian Authority, as far as people are concerned here, as just issuing condemnations, asking for help from the international community. But really, how is it going to affect people's reality on the ground? Not much. Even if you talk about the West Bank itself, there has been almost daily raids in the occupied West Bank, some of them very tragic when it comes to the results of casualties. This morning in Nablus, we had an Israeli raid that ended up taking two Palestinians to a hospital. These two Palestinians, according to the Israeli forces, have been accused of committing shooting attacks against Israelis. As a result, 12 Palestinians were wounded with live ammunition. And in addition, you have 130 people who suffered tear gas inhalation. So even in the West Bank itself, the Palestinian Authority has limited leverage when it comes to stopping the Israeli actions on the ground. We've heard of understandings before to calm the tension. But so far, if you look at the ground, if you look at what's been happening, the Israeli raids continue, the Israeli settlement plans continue, and Palestinians say they're being left alone fighting a military occupation that has been on their lands for decades.
OK, Nida Ibrahim bringing us the latest there from Ramallah. Thanks very much, Nida.